How do you mean now? What kind of difference is that?
Wire
fence, well, only about the only two that I have any dealings with or had any was just a chicken wire, you know, mm-hmm. and the plain wire fence and used fencing in pastures or fields or something of that nature. Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of wire fence that'll snag your clothes on?
Oh, you're talking about barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did
we had that too? Yes.
But this wire fence you're talking about, is that the kind that has these squares about 3 inches?
Yes.
By 3 inches.
Start small at the bottom, larger as they get mm-hmm. on up, and that's what I was referring to.
And what about a kind of wooden fence that you might have around a yard?
Well, I had. You mean from way back years ago when they referred mm-hmm. to them as a paling fence?
Okay.
We didn't ever have any paling fences, mm-hmm. but I've heard of them and I know, you know, and there's, to me that's one that's made with boards and they're standing up. They're all vertical, you know, nailed along.
Are they flat at the top or do they come to
Well, they're mostly, I would think of them as being pointed at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much flat.
And say if you were setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd say you'd have to dig holes for the
fence post.
And just one of them you'd call a
post.
Okay. And did you ever see, I don't know if they had it in this area or not, but a fence or wall made out of loose rock or stone so that you might get from a field?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know of any in this area made with lime rock or something,
mm-hmm.
you mean of that nature. I don't know of any around.
You just remember hearing, you know, wire fences and rail fences? And
yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do people use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Okay.
That was it. A water bucket.
What was that made out of?
Oh, well, they were metal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Galvanized or enamel
mm-hmm.
coated metal.
What if it's made out of wood? Would you still call it a bucket?
Well, a bucket or a pail, you know, either way would mm-hmm. be the same. I think of them as being the same, but a common name for any of them would have been water bucket.
Mm-hmm. What, you don't think of a pail as being made out of one particular type of material?
No, not necessarily. I don't think of them. You know, it's all of them are paled.
Mm-hmm. And something you might have in the kitchen to throw scraps in and dish water to carry to the hogs, you'd call that a...
Well, that was a slop bucket.
Okay. And what sort of things do people use to cook in?
Well, again, when you go back to, the only thing we ever had was just the boilers and all that we have nowadays, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things. But way back, we used to have one or two here, and I don't know what it became of. But they were called dinner pots, you know, a big iron pot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when I was real small, they used to.
Mm-hmm.
But in recent years, I haven't even seen one.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, just pots that like they use.
What about
any housewife mm-hmm. use now?
What if, say, you're going to fry some eggs? What would you use?
Well, you're talking about skillet or the mm-hmm. frying pan.
But are they the same thing? Or?
Yes, I guess so. I don't really know what the difference would be.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would use an iron skillet. For them, but I guess the common name anybody would first thoughts would be a frying pan
mm-hmm.
that they'd use.
And